What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It is stunning to see how low Democrats will go right now. This week, they talked about and promoted two of pretty much the worst things that I can think of: segregation, which we'll talk about in the first segment of today's show, and then even murder, which we'll talk about in the second segment of today's show. Trevor Noah was talking with a racial activist, and they started getting into this whole conversation about how maybe races should all just stick to their own. Watch this.
I know what your shout means. The same way an Italian knows what an Italian shout means.
Yeah.
Right? I know I'm prefacing it with a lot because it's a loaded question.
Yes.
But I would love to know if you think integration was the right solution, maybe. On the other side of, you know, what America, of civil rights.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I don't think it's actually that controversial when, if you understand that segregation and integration weren't the only options. Like, those are, within those two options, it may seem like integration is the more progressive. Like, of course, we don't want segregation. But again, when you're being integrated into institutions, into a culture that's a supremacist culture, that's a culture that feeds off of hierarchy, that feeds off of insecurity, anxiety, why are we being integrated into that?
There is a really, really good video you guys have to check out. I forget who made it, but essentially, it's this comedy bit about how racists and woke people essentially believe all the same things. They really do. Because if you're a racist, you don't want people around you who have different skin color than you. And what they're saying in this video is the exact same thing. They do not want different people around them. Because you're white and you're mean to us and there's invisible oppression boundaries and you have supposedly set them up in order to keep us down. And so we want to stay away from you. That's basically what they're saying in that, which of course is racism. That is racist. And you can call it reverse racism if you want. It's just racism. And again, what's ironic about this, by the way, is it's the exact same logic that fuels anti-Semitism. It's the same thing that Nazis said about Jews. It's the reason why they put them in gulags, for instance. That's essentially what Trevor Noah is calling for in this video. The whole anti-Semitic argument is this: the Jews are oppressing us. They're pulling the strings of society to put us down. Therefore, we have to stop them. They're the boogeyman. They're doing all this crazy stuff in the background, and we need to stay as far away as possible from them. And again, in some cases, like we saw in Germany, they need to go to their own little place, their own little quarters. Tell me, really, I mean, you can tell me in the comments, how is this any different from that? It's really the exact same thing. And a lot of it comes down to a power grab, I think. And I think part of this movement, I will say, it comes from genuine racism. I think there are people like Trevor Noah who genuinely hate white people. But I think more than that, it's a power grab for many people. Because if people like this can pit white people and black people together, for instance, then they suddenly have a following. And again, if white people and black people get to know each other, they find out that, yeah, there's some cultural differences, but I don't really care all that much. Well, one of my favorite moments of Am I Racist? If you haven't checked it out, you should watch it, that the Daily Wire made with Matt Walsh, is that Matt Walsh kind of goes to the South and he talks to these kind of like real gritty white guys, rural, you know, America, and asks them about black people. And they're like, I just don't care. Like, what? I don't care. Like, do I go out of my way to talk to them like a weirdo? No. Like, do I have a ton of black friends? No, I live in a predominantly white place. Like, that might be what they're saying. But do I hate black people? No, they just don't care. And they don't, again, these people like Trevor Noah and this lady, I don't know her name, they don't want mixed communities any more than racists do. Because if there were mixed societies, they would realize that they really don't care about the pigment of each other's skin. It just doesn't matter all that much. But they can't have that because they want people divided. I actually think it's one of the most sinister things that the left has done. They've done a lot of sinister things over the last century. But I think since the civil rights movement, it's one of the most sinister things they've done to divide Americans just on the basis of race in order to maintain power. It's truly sickening. But fortunately, people are waking up to this crap. This is super interesting. I don't think I've shared this on the show before. This is the exit polling from this last election by race. And it really shows you how people just don't care as much about race when it comes to politics as maybe the mainstream media or celebrities like Trevor Noah would have you think. So again, these are the exit polls. 57% of white people voted for Trump. 13% voted for Trump. 13% of blacks voted for Trump. 46% of Hispanics voted for Trump. 40% of Asians voted for Trump, and 68% of Native Americans voted for Trump. So Black Americans really are the outlier there. But the other minorities that you see in there aren't actually really split between Democrat, Republican. Like you're seeing 46, 40%, 57, 68. Native Americans are a little, like, quite a bit more on the Republican side than Democrat. Blacks are a lot more on the liberal and Democrat side than the Republican conservative side. Everyone else is very balanced, like very balanced. Like Hispanics, 46%. You just don't get more balanced than that. But again, people on the left would have you believe there's this massive Democrat-Republican divide and it just doesn't exist. And I think that's actually a very good thing that it doesn't exist. It's frankly a very new thing as well, but I think it actually shows progress. I'm not talking about progress towards non-racism. I think we've been there for a long time. I'm saying progress in the other direction from people realizing, yeah, we're not oppressed and white people don't hate us. Everyone's like, we don't really care what the color of your skin is. This tax season, the IRS wants your money, guys. But luckily, I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do. And so they fight to get you every single dollar back. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America does all federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price and they do all the work, unlike the big services where you gotta spend 4 hours. All you have to do with Quick Tax America is answer a few basic questions, upload your tax documents, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with the tax professional, and they do all the rest. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Bill Burr used to be cool. He was really funny. He had this kind of era where he made fun of feminism a lot, and his jokes just overall were very good. I was a big fan of him, and his acting is very good as well. If you saw him in Breaking Bad, he's great. He's in The Mandalorian, fantastic. But Bill Maher has gone completely crazy. So crazy, in fact, that he is calling for murder. And unfortunately, we don't have the video of it, but we do have the audio for it. Listen to this.
The amount of people that are struggling out there because of these billionaires, and they got us all arguing liberal and conservative. We got to stop doing that. If you work a full fucking week at a job, you should be able to pay your fucking rent. You shouldn't have to go out and get another fucking job and still be struggling. It's bad for the country. These fucking billionaires, they need to be put down, you know, like fucking rabid dogs.
So I have so many questions for Bill Burr. He says, if we work for a week, we should be able to pay our rent. Why? Honest question, why? Because is he saying we are producing that much value and people are just being underpaid? Because if that's true, then let's fight that oppression together. Or is he just saying it because just we should? Because again, go back 200 years, people couldn't even feed themselves, let alone live where we're living. And so you have to ask yourself, are you actually producing the value? Like I frankly question every day when I make a show, am I actually producing value for my audience? I really try to. Do I deserve the fact that they're giving me the attention, therefore sponsors will pay me? Do I deserve that? And many days, you know, I don't think I do. And other days I think I do and I fight for it hard. But it's not because I deserve it. It's because I'm trying to produce a certain amount of value. This is something Bill Burr does not understand. Idiots like Bill Burr do not understand the economy because they think that it is a zero-sum game, and it is not. You can, in fact, again, they don't understand this. Democrats will never understand this, and all you have to do is talk to them about the economy for 2 seconds, and you'll get this from them. You can, in fact, turn your labor in, or your ideas, you can turn either of those things into money. And it's money that like didn't exist before. You're not stealing it from someone else. But that's what Bill Burr thinks. And that's what Democrats think. They think that if you're making money, you have stolen it from someone else. And again, it's a zero-sum game. There's a big piece of pie and it can only be divided up so many ways. It's not true. You can bake new pies. That's how the economy works. So his economics are way messed up. It's not a surprise because leftists, again, don't understand basic economics. They don't want to either, I don't think. I think they want to live in their ignorance because it feeds whatever moral justice they feel, their righteous indignation that they feel in their heart. So that's just ignorance. That's that part. But here's what's really crazy is that he can go on the internet today and confidently talk about, in an angry voice, how people should be taken out in cold blood because of how much money they have. And that's insane. That's so insane. And what's crazy about this is it's these kind of people who call for that. They always list an amount of money higher than their net worth. It's never their net worth. It could be, it's frankly, the people who call this stuff out the most are rich people. So if it's Bill Burr, who has a net worth of about $20 million, then it must be a guy with more money than him. It couldn't be someone with $19 million who should be taken out on the street because Bill Burr has 20 and he's a good guy. If it's Nancy Pelosi and she has $100 million, it must be the billionaire, someone who has a little bit more money than her. They never take responsibility for their own crazy ideas, because if it did, then they would be the one on the street getting taken out. But here's the deal. This guy who can't afford his rent doesn't know. I'm talking about the people Bill Burr is talking about. They don't know the difference, or I should say they don't care about the difference between Bill Burr and Bill Gates' money. They're the same, and this is what they don't understand. They're both stinking rich. Whether you have billions of dollars or $20 million, you're rich. You got lots of money. I understand they're different. I understand private jet money is different than flying business class money. I get all of that. But again, to the guy who cannot pay his rent or can't pay for groceries, it's the same thing. So your righteous indignation is not warranted, because that man, if he wants to go take out someone who's rich just because he's angry, he's coming for you, Bill Burr. And by your own logic, he should. Again, I don't think he should, but by Bill Burr's logic, he should. The same people, this is how crazy this is, the same people who are happy that Luigi Mangione assassinated a man worth $40 million, they love Barack Obama, who's worth $70 million. None of it makes sense. None of it all, at all. Like, people talk about, oh, what he did was right. He took out a CEO with lots of money. He was extorting people. And they don't, and this guy made, he has a net worth of $40 million. It's a lot of money. I'm not saying it's not. But there's people with way more money than that, and they don't care about, and then many of them on the left, many of them on the left, maybe a majority of them on the left, and none of them care. It's just a coping mechanism at the end of the day for people who have, they want someone to be angry at. And all I'm saying is this: hey, maybe let's not go out and assassinate people at all. I don't care if they're poor or rich. I just don't think we should do that. I don't think we should call for it like Bill Burr. Why not just be a happy person that isn't literally a psychopath? Because if you're calling for things like this, you're a psychopath. My goodness. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal that I am personally running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99 on Amazon right now. Or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out right now. I had a great time writing it. I talk about some of the crazy things that we talked about in today's episode. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.